Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Britney Spears is coming for her mom. We've got the wild new accusations today on Daily Pop. Carney Wilson is here with me and Morgan.
Hey, hey.
So let's get this party started.
Yeah.
Britney went off in a now-deleted Instagram post. She is alleging that even though her dad started the conservatorship, what people don't know is that my mom is the one who gave him the idea. She secretly ruined my life.
Whoa.
Britney also claims that her dad is not smart enough to ever think of a conservatorship. But her dad is finally trying to set her free after 13 years, filing to immediately terminate her conservatorship. Now, according to new court documents, he says it's time for Britney to retake control of her life. We've reached out to all parties involved, but we have yet to hear back. Why do you think she is going so hard after her mom?
I feel like for the first time in a very long time, as we know, she has the freedom to basically say whatever she wants.
Totally.
She's not being controlled. She has full access to her social media, or so it seems. And I mean, if you've been following along, I'm sure you've seen some of the posts mm-hmm. that have been happening with, like, over recently, over the past week, with the lipstick smeared on the face.
Yeah.
Right, all of those.
Yeah. It's been getting crazy. I'm gonna just go ahead and say what's really on everybody's mind.
Okay.
First of all, have you ever gave a friend an idea and then they take it too far and then you say, "Ooh, girl, I didn't mean for you to go this deep."
Right.
Your mother may have given your dad an idea, like
your dog,
take control
your dog
of her life.
Idea.
Her dog at this point, take control of her life. She can't control it. And he probably said, "Okay, great, a conservatorship, let me go down this road." I don't think that Lynn, if she did give this guy the idea.
I'm sure that they were probably spiraling at that point in 2007 when Britney was really in a bad place. And as her parents, I do believe the intention was genuine. And I think they were like, how are we going to get a hold of this? Because she's clearly acting out in a manner that is not healthy for herself or for anybody around her. We need to get in control of this. Like, I've been there. I do believe that this started out as a good thing. Now, what has transpired over the past 13 years is a book that nobody can even read in one lifetime. There are so many different stories. There's so many different accusations.
You also just don't know what's happening really behind closed doors. With the press, the media, you just always don't know 100%. But I do think it was very calculated. And it's funny because it's actually not funny. It's sad because this is someone's family. And, you know, Britney has this image, but I think that there is this little girl that doesn't feel like she's connected in any way whatsoever to her mother and her father. And at the end of the day, that's really tragic to me.
And all she has, right? Because she doesn't really, I mean, she has her boyfriend and stuff, but like the whole thing is just,
It's beyond, but there are people that need conservators at certain times in their lives.
Agreed.
And that can happen, and what can we say? But I just want Britney to live her life, be a mother, and be happy.
And healthy, first and foremost.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that, like, obviously this is a really tricky situation. People are very passionate about it. It's very difficult to speak about, especially in our position, because, you know, we know, but we don't know.
Yeah,
and we make our judgments.
And we make our judgments and assumptions. You know, but I mean, obviously being a Britney fan, as you are as well.
Yeah.
I mean, seeing some of these posts, you wonder, like, you just want to make sure she's living the best and healthiest life, whether the conservatorship maybe continues with someone else in a lighter way, but you just want things to get back into a better...
That's all we
place.
Yes.
We just want a better place.
Wishing well for everyone.
Yes.
And speaking of a better place, Will Smith is giving the world an inside look into his fitness journey on his new YouTube original series, The Best Shape of My Life. But it's his emotional one that ends up taking center stage. Take a look at this. Ooh.
When I started this show,
I'm about to get it.
I thought I was getting into the best shape of my life physically, but mentally, I was somewhere else.
I'm done.
And I ended up discovering a whole lot of hidden things about myself. I'm writing my book, and it's like exposing my life and so many things that people don't know about me.
What you've come to understand as Will Smith, the alien annihilating MC, the bigger than life movie star, largely a construction, a carefully crafted and honed character designed to protect myself, to hide myself from the world, to hide the coward.
Whew, damn.
Huh. Did he just cry through the glasses like
yes.
that?
Yes, he
Will
did.
Just gave us that clip, huh?
Yeah.
Who doesn't like Will Smith?
By the way, everyone likes Will Smith.
I love
Will Smith. After seeing this, we've all talked about how celebrities craft their image,
yep.
how they want to present themselves a certain way to the public, and how things are always never what they seem. I think for Will Smith, Red Table Talk was like, hey, we're going to air out all of this. We're going to get as transparent as possible.
Right.
So I think for Will Smith, he had no choice but to go down this route.
But I think he probably wanted to. I think it probably inspired that self-exploration. And at some point when you were the biggest movie star in the entire uh-huh. world for as long as you have been, I mean, Will Smith up until recently, and I wouldn't even call them scandals, anything salacious, nothing was going on with Will Smith.
Right.
He literally, as he wrote himself, is a larger than life movie star. He's beloved. People are obsessed
with
him.
Love
Every
him.
Movie has been smash after smash, whether it's drama, comedy, and I feel like he's probably at a point where he's now 53 years old and feels like, okay, but I've established myself. I can now look into the more raw side of me that people are probably going to expect.
Yeah.
This is 100% about him and his own feelings about himself.
Yeah.
And you can be strong, you can be a movie star, you can have all that stuff, but it's a self-discovery thing, and I'm about to start one called The Worst Shape of My Life, because that's where I feel like I am right now. I mean, like, we come here, I've got the makeup on and everything, but I feel like shit right now.
You right.
know, like, physically, I don't feel great right now. And a few days ago, I'm like, I have to make a change right now.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta eat healthier, I've got to do this, I've gotta get on the treadmill. This is someone that is used to grinding it, hitting it hard. But mentally, has he ever really gone there?
No.
I think we're hitting it right now.
You don't even have the time. That's the other thing. When you're on a grind, when you're building a career of this magnitude, even, you know, people on levels like we are,
yeah.
you don't have the time to sit back and really enjoy or think about what you've created because you're so busy going.
I disagree with that. I think for him, when you got that much money and you're doing one or three films every 3 years, like, you're chilling, you Gucci have all the time in the world. The problem is you had people around you that believed in the old school way of Hollywood,
okay.
which is, no, we don't talk about
right.
that.
Hush,
you hide
hush.
The hush, hush.
Right.
Let's sweep this under the rug. Let's get ahead
yeah.
of this whole thing.
Yeah.
But those kind of stars are dying because no one's getting paid $20 million for a movie anymore. People are making money, stars are making money from Goop, from Skims, from branding things that consumers, like myself, I need to know who you are before I'm buying your $25 lipstick.
I definitely think the market and the landscape has changed for sure, but I do think that, like, the three movies a year and where that took a lot of building to get there, where I don't think he had time for reflection.
But guess what? Now we are not as ashamed to say, I'm not okay today.
Oh my God, it's praise.
Right?
It's almost
praise.
To the point where you need to almost make sure that you're saying is truly authentic.
Because y'all better thank Brooke Shields. Y'all better thank Brooke Shields live on this camera right now.
Thank you, Brooke.
Because it's Brooke Shields.
No, go ahead.
No, it was Brooke Shields who opened that floodgate for celebrities.
That's
and she
right.
wrote that book
that's
and
right.
said, I have postpartum depression,
depression
and I wanted to run my kids through a wall. Like
yes.
that, to me, was the groundbreaking moment where people were like, I also have postpartum depression.
I know. And I had it real bad.
Oh.
And I've come out with that. But I want to say, yesterday I went for a mammogram.
So did my makeup artist.
Yep. And so one of the questions was, okay, have you noticed changes? Da, da, da. And then the last question was, this is a new one we've added. Have you felt depression in the last month? Have you felt suicidal in the last month? Have you? And I went, wow. And I went, oh, these are new questions. And I went, you know what? I'm really glad that they're asking this. Because now I think it's so important we pay more attention, not just the average Joe walking down the street, but we're all human. Look at this man. He's been through so much, but inside that head, he's got a heart and a soul and a mind, and he's his own human being, yeah, discovering what he's feeling. And it's great that he's public like this. I'm so happy for this. Right? I can't wait to see it.
I mean, yes, this man has been through a lot, including an entanglement. I'm going to be watching this.
Me
I'm going to be watching it close.
Love.
What else I'm going to be watching for is Kim Cattrall maybe going back to Sex and the City after all. A Daily Mail insider says the reboot leaves the door open for Samantha Jones to return for season 2. Now, we reached out to HBO, but they have not commented. I know you don't think she's ever going to go back.
Well, first of all, it's like, it's not Sex and the City. Like, what's going on? It's Sex and the City was a show. They did movies. It's now just like that.
Just
right?
like that.
It's like,
and like
so,
and yeah, yeah.
That's
right.
The other problem that I think that these women are going to face with Kim not joining is because it's not the same show. It's a spinoff. It's a version of the show, but we just keep calling it Sex and the City. And when people
right.
show up to Sex and the City, you expect those four ladies.
All
I think
them.
That they were going to get away with it more. So first and foremost, I'm watching it, as you all know. But they were going to get away with more with it being just like that. It's a different take on what we know and love. But, like, she's not on that. It's not Sex and the City. I think Kim...
Say it.
I don't think Kim's going back. I think Kim has a bad taste in her mouth, and I think it's just past the point of return for her. And at some point,
Could
like,
be.
How long does she really even want to play Samantha Jones?
But also, you never... Well, yeah, I mean, she's talked about all that. She's almost like, this is part of my past, everyone... But,
and it's really gone on way longer than anyone
expected. But for the right price, you never know.
No, they've given
I'm sorry,
Cardi,
I said it.
Thank you.
I said
it.
Her the right price. Like, you guys,
you
I don't think it's
know.
A shortage of money.
No, Cardi, I get
and there's
it,
ego
go
there.
Ahead.
Thank
what
you.
Do you think?
I want to thank you for that because
okay. I was really honest
Kim
there.
Kim Cattrall is not Will Ferrell. She ain't passing up her $29 million, honey. She going to go and get it no matter
it's
what
possible.
Anybody
Harry,
says. It's possible.
It's possible. Sarah Jessica is also the creator of the show. She's been an executive producer from the beginning. She's really been the force. And I think she has a limit, too, with what she's willing to extend to make someone else feel like they are sort of equal playing field to her, and I don't think she's willing to do that.
But you said something really important. She is not only a star of the show, she is a producer on this thing.
Yeah.
If you're a producer, you got to think about the fans, you got to think about
yep.
the box office.
But,
you think about...
but then it offsets all of the other ladies so much. And there are the Mirandas, there are the Charlottes that look at us now. We're like, everyone's so invested. I feel like at some point, like, Samantha Jones, Kim Cattrall does have to be a team player if she wants to be a part of it. I don't think she does.
I don't know, girl. Season two, I mean, the second movie, they didn't like each other so much. Sorry, the first movie, they weren't getting along so much that they put Samantha in Los Angeles and barely had them shoot together. They can figure out a way.
Oh, yeah, but that was
if Dame
big,
Dash
man.
And Jay-Z could make up,
yeah.
come on.
Right, right.
The second movie.
Coming
was
up, the Desperate Housewives reunion we have all been waiting for. Terry Hatcher and James Dean joins us live. He better have a restraining order because I'm going to be all over him.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I told you this was going to make you question my sanity.
Oh, I'm counting on it.
I have this problem that I have to solve, but I need somebody to talk with, somebody that I trust. You.
We don't know each other.
No, do not call your eye doctors because your eyes aren't playing tricks on you. It's a Desperate Housewives reunion. Terry Hatcher and James Dean.
So glad you're here.
I am dying right now.
Oh,
okay, I actually have lunch at by your house every because Terry Hatcher's house, Wisteria Lane, is right down the road on the lot. So I go there and reminisce all the time. What was it like being back together after all those years?
Well, it's even strange being here because we've shot on this lot.
Yeah, so
we're not just together, we're together in the same place.
And so speaking really of that, weird. I mean, that was the greatest place to work ever. That the real Wisteria Lane where you're talking about. I don't know. I was up there on a tram tour like maybe about 4 or 5 years ago, and it's beautiful up there. Oh. So I get why you have your lunch there.
Right. But,
what was it like? I mean,
it was crazy.
It's the best.
It was. And the first scenes we did was in the bedroom, which, you know, Hallmark
bedroom. Of course.
Okay. Yeah. Right to the bed.
That was
to the bed.
That was in my contract. That was in my. You didn't know that. That was that.
But a Hallmark bedroom scene is much different from a Housewives bedroom scene. Like, you had on long sleeves and long pants and silky pajamas. But my point was, I felt back into being Mike Delfino.
Yeah.
And my character is much more interesting, I hope.
But
I kept, like, I felt like Mike again. And so I kind of fell back into the being reserved, quiet, and it was weird trying to fight those characters from those years.
I think that one of the great things about what we brought as our history to this movie is that we play this married couple that's been married for a long time, that has teenage kids, and that just was natural. Like, we didn't have to do anything because we have this history, and it was so great. And since they killed Mike in Desperate Housewives, this was the only way we were going to get a reunion.
That's a good point, yeah.
So,
are the fans going to get what they want, though? I mean,
I really think they are. I actually just did some ADR yesterday, and if people don't know what that is, it's you have to go voice over your performance if there was, like, a helicopter or something. The sound. So I just did that yesterday, and I got to see some of the scenes, and I really always do think about the fans. They're going to get everything they want. They're going to get the headbutting. They're going to get the warm, gooey stuff. They're going to get everything they want.
Yeah. Now, James, you're married, and you've been married for how long?
It was a long time.
Look, if my husband was James Denton, I would be on set every time there was a sex scene in Desperate Housewives and be like, Terry, why is your hand down there? Move that thumb, Terry. Is your wife
What's funny, when we were during the run of Housewives, Terry and I became friends so quickly that we didn't have any of that. I don't know, it's hard to explain, but we never had that thing where you sometimes get romantically entangled.
Oh.
And it wasn't that I wasn't attracted to her.
You
know what I mean? We became friends, like friends very quickly, very early on.
Right. That's true, But the chemistry seems like we're more than friends.
I know, which is really great.
That's good, actually.
The whole crew commented on that show, on this movie, too. They're like, you guys are just like a couple.
And just going back to the beginning of it, James is a producer of this movie.
Oh, nice.
And the whole thing started because he called me and he was like, I'm producing this movie. You probably don't want to do it, but would you even consider reading it? And I was like, are you kidding me? This sounds like the perfect way for us to reunite.
Dream.
Yeah, I was surprised just because I knew you hadn't been working a lot. You were going to cooking chef school and doing all kinds of things. But I said, maybe she'll do it. So I sent it to her, and you did.
We had the best time.
So happy.
I want to get in one of those movies. I always wanted to do, like, a Christmas movie.
You'd be so good.
I'd be so good.
You'd be so good.
I can't act to save my life.
Oh, well.
The
Christmas explosion would save that, you know? Like, there's just Christmas everywhere in Hallmark movies.
You could be like a tree topper. You'll be on the top of the tree.
The angel.
Like, the tree. Yeah, right.
Just spinning around. Can you guys stick with us for a minute?
Sure.
We want to play a game. We'll have more with Terry and James after the break. And later, I almost said leather. And leather, Gwyneth Wildknight out with her ex's girlfriend. And there was maybe a little leather involved.
Where is your mind?
I know.
Leather?
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We're back with Terry Hatcher and everyone's favorite plumber, James Denton. You guys know it's all your fault that people are addicted to Real Housewives, right?
I thought we should have gotten a cut. I thought Andy should have given us a cut, right? Because it did explode.
It really did.
I'm addicted to, though, especially the Beverly Hills one.
Is that your girl's?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm an Atlanta
this
girl.
This season is insane.
Oh, my God, it's so crazy.
Wow. Oh, it really is.
Here we go.
Well, you might be good at this game. We want to play a game we're calling Totally Real or Totally Desperate. We're going to read some quotes, and you guys have to guess which show it's from. Okay,
you can do it.
Is this totally real or totally desperate? Do you know how bored I was today? I came this close to actually cleaning the house.
Now, are you asking if that was something that was said on our show?
Yes, desperate.
By Susan?
Or no, by anyone, by the show.
I think that was said by Gabrielle.
Let's see the clip.
It sounds like a Gabby line.
You know how bored I was today? I came this close to actually cleaning the house.
Good job.
Yeah.
Okay. This one. Be cool. Don't be all, like, uncool.
Is that Real Housewives or Desperate Housewives?
That's not desperate.
Oh, I think that's Real Housewives.
Yeah,
let's pick who had said it. Wait, let's pick. I'm going to say, don't be cool. Don't be Lisa Rinna.
Oh, ooh. Let's see.
What?
Be cool. Don't be all, like, uncool.
But clearly wasn't desperate.
No.
Okay. What show is this one from? People come for me all the time. They just don't find me.
I think that's Lisa Rinna.
I love that you think everything is Lisa Rinna.
Jason,
who are you going with?
I have no idea, but it doesn't sound like our show.
All right, you're going
that's
with Housewives.
Not our show. I'm going with Housewives.
Let's see if it's totally real.
People come for me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, damn it.
They just don't find me.
I mean, yes. I'm in the right zone.
I only watch
the Beverly Hills, okay. So I don't, yeah.
You're going to get this. No, I cannot kill you today. I have Pilates.
I cannot kill you today. That must be our show because they're not going to kill each other on Real Health.
I mean, you never know.
I guess that's true, but I don't remember anybody saying that.
We killed 56 people.
What?
In one season.
56 people in one season.
Yes. 56 characters, yeah. So I think that's probably our show, right?
You're going totally desperate.
I'm going totally desperate.
I don't know. If it was on our show, it would be Marsha. If it was real, I think it maybe would be Erica Jane.
Well, let's see who is right.
No, I cannot kill you today. Yes.
You hit it with the Marsha, too.
I did, yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, let's do one more. Okay. I love you once.
I was a fan of our show, even though I was on it.
I love that you know everyone else's trips, too.
I love that.
I love you once. I love you twice. Aww. I love you more than beans and rice.
Aww. Yeah, this one we know.
This is why I think that's me.
That was me. That was us.
Let's take a look at this magic.
I love you once. I love you twice. I love you more than beans and rice.
At least we laughed
about it. Can I say that line, like fans of mine, you know, they quote that like on Instagram all the time. That I think that's probably one of their favorite lines.
And was I just trying to make up a poem or something to show you?
You were clearly really good at it.
We did laugh about how corny it was.
And a fan of like Mexican food.
But we comment on how corny it is. That was why it was kind of cute.
Yeah.
Mark Carey was like, I'm going to humble you real quick
with
this line.
Oh, you did that a lot.
You were getting too much of the stud approval.
Right.
Thank you guys so much for being here.
Oh, my God. That was so fun. Oh, my God. Yes.
Be sure to watch Terry and James in A Kiss Before Christmas, November 21st on Hallmark Channel. Mark your calendars. Still ahead, Gwyneth, Dakota, and Miley's Girls Night Out. Plus, who's pissed at Lady Gaga? We'll tell you what went down next. Who says you can't be friends with your ex's new boo? Variety caught Gwyneth Paltrow, First Lady of Goop, taking a cute photo with Dakota Johnson last night. Dakota is dating Gwyneth's ex-husband, Chris Martin. If you can't beat him, join him.
Can we talk about this, first of all?
Yeah.
Gwyneth wore that, I have seen this suit before. Did Gwyneth, she wore that, 20 years ago or something.
It was hot pink when she wore it.
No, it was red. I've seen this suit before, so if you are home Googling, please let me know, because I need to know.
I'm laughing that's what you're talking about.
Yes. This is her thing.
Because it's so fabulous. Because Gwyneth is happily married and Dakota's fabulous and always. Dakota Johnson is the only person in Hollywood that gets away with bangs. And that's all she needs.
She gets away with a lot of stuff.
She is
she's so
gorgeous
so
with bangs.
Stunning.
No one looks good with
Have
bangs.
Have you seen The Little Sister?
No.
Ooh! I'm going to show you at the commercial break.
I love Dakota.
You guys, they were at the Gucci Love Parade in Hollywood, and the fashion was amazing. Gwyneth wore this red pantsuit that Morgan is all the way here for.
You love it.
And we have Miley Cyrus, who rocked a fringe dress with feathers. I wasn't in love with this moment.
Right.
I wish it was shorter. I wish it had bloomers on under those feathers.
I'm not understanding it, actually.
It doesn't even look like Miley.
It doesn't even look like Miley.
You know what it is? It's too old for her. She's a young, hot chick, and she should be in something more fun. This is drowning
Miley. This is a Jane Fonda moment.
This is not Miley.
Serena Williams also gave us feathers. She paired her black and white, black and white dress with puffy sleeves. I don't understand why everybody tries to hide Serena's figure. Like, get those feathers off of there and let me see that body. It's so good.
But I want to give a shout out to Serena's glam. She looks out of control. And just so we all know, because I'm so crazy, just got word Gwyneth wore that suit to the 1996 VMAs.
Okay, you're right.
In my fashion brain, as it lives and breathes.
You're never wrong. Mm-hmm.
Corny, what do you think about Billie Eilish?
I think she looks absolutely hot.
Where are we now?
Billie Eilish, she went for the burgundy with the beaded head.
Billie can never go wrong to me. I love her so much that I can't even. My family, my girls and I, we live and breathe Billie.
I like Billie. It's beautiful. But it's a beautiful color. I know what you're saying. You look here.
Yeah.
Like, you see the detail and the coloring. It's really beautiful. The headpiece,
I'm not worried about that. What I'm worried about is she went for this glamazon moment, that sexy pinup thing.
Well.
She was really trying to go for it. And I feel like people discouraged her so much that she's going back into the old Billie Eilish out of fear of expressing herself. And I hope that's not it.
It's not.
No.
She does what she wants, you guys. She
feels comfortable in this and wants to wear it.
She does.
Everyone went to this last night, but we did not.
You know who didn't go to it last night? Lady Gaga. And there is some trouble brewing between Gaga and Patrizia Reggiano, the lady that Gaga plays in her new movie, House of Gucci. Because Patrizia is really annoyed that Gaga did the film without meeting her first. Now, Gaga told British Vogue out Friday she could only do the part justice if she approached it as a journalist. She says, nobody was gonna tell me who Patrizia Gucci was, not even Patrizia Gucci.
That quote is balls out.
Balls.
I had mixed feelings when I heard about this yesterday. On one level, it's like, it's not mandatory, right? Like, they weren't working with Patrizia to, like, you know, do this film. A film is a film. If somebody wants to play you, they don't necessarily need to, like, kiss the ring. Obviously, if the person is involved in the film and they are around and they are on set and they want to do them justice, that's different. It didn't feel like this was the vibe for this movie, so...
I mean, you've been in movies.
I think it depends on the actor, and they have their own way of researching and getting ready for a role. And I think that she is very, very serious about her acting, and if this is the way she wanted to do it. And I felt like, what if she was just scared to meet her until after the film was done and, you know, well-received? I think there was fear behind it, honestly. But
yes.
I also think that this woman, she's a smart woman and she's a great actress, and this is her method. This was clearly method acting. She talked about it.
It was a choice. It was definitely a choice, and I could see both sides.
I will say this, though. When you watch American Crime Story, the Monica Lewinsky, Bill Clinton
thing. Caught up?
I'm caught up. I watched the whole thing. You can tell that Beatty and Monica talked. Because you can feel Monica come through the screen. Like, I can almost smell that blouse, okay? That's how crazy close that B.D. Feldstein is to Monica Lewinsky.
Okay, John Cusack called me before he played my father in one of the many movies that have been made. And he wanted to know, he asked very strange questions. And I was honest with him, but I loved that he called me. And I know he spoke with my dad many times, and I was happy to.
Was your dad involved in the project other than just knowing about it?
I mean, minimally. I think very minimally. That's a whole other subject. But I think that it was great to hear from John and talk to him, wanting to kind of pick my brain about my memories.
I get that. I mean, I would want to be
involved. And I liked that. So it's interesting.
When I play Denzel Washington in a feature film,
oh my
I'll make sure I call Pauletta. Up next, Bachelor Nation's Ashley I is here. We're phoning her to break down all of the drama on The Bachelorette after one of Michelle's dudes slams her on her own show. Stick around. And can I get some lotion for these ankles? Ooh, child.
Need to talk.
Let's go over here.
I think that the challenging part with Michelle right now is that she's basically just in spring break mode. It's a little bit of a turnoff.
I'm really upset, but only at Jamie. I've worked really hard to build a strong character and will not stand to be manipulated in conversations, lied to, and call my character into question.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. It was a wild night on The Bachelorette. One of the contestants talked trash about Michelle, and he was also busted lying to her. And here to break it all down is Bachelor Nation fave Ashley I. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, gorgeous. You look amazing.
Oh, thank you.
You feeling good?
I'm feeling okay. I'm feeling as good as I have pregnant.
Yes. Trust me, you and me both, girl. Okay, so listen. So Jamie lied to Michelle, telling her all the guys were questioning her character because she already knew one of them before the show started. Okay, so does that happen? Is that wrong? Like, what is the situation there?
I feel like almost like every season there's somebody who the lead has interacted with prior.
Right.
But in this case, it was really nothing. It was truly just DMs. They'd never met in real life. And Jamie never even confronted Joe about this. He heard it through other guys, and it was a whole bunch of hearsay. And I mean, way to take it beyond the line. He screwed himself over. But in addition to just Jamie being sketchy about the whole Joe situation, I feel like there's red flags all around that guy. He just like emits red flags through his pores.
Oh, yeah. Red flags. Now, totally. But this is the second time that Michelle sends someone home before the rose ceremony.
And
But do you like the way that she's taking charge and she's, you know, she seems strong.
I love Michelle. I think she's such a great bachelorette. I feel like there might be some bachelor fatigue out there. There's just been like so many seasons over and over again in, you know, consecutive order. And I just want people to watch this season because she is so amazing the way she carries herself, and my gosh, is she beautiful. But yes, I like the way she's taking charge. I know the guys hate the fact that the rose ceremony is canceled 2 weeks in a row, but really the lead knows who they're eliminating before that cocktail party. There's not much you can do once you get there. You get 5 minutes, you're probably not changing their mind.
Right. Oh, my God. Okay, well, obviously, it's only been 3 weeks, and only 14 guys remain. So do you think that Michelle's husband, I know, it's crazy. Do you think that Michelle's future husband is in that group?
I don't know. Normally, I feel like there's more contenders. There's definitely a couple, Brendan, Joe, and then, of course, Nate, who got the first impression rose. But, like, I would normally be able to throw out a few more names. I'm just a little bit worried.
I mean, but what about bringing anyone back, or who do you want her to get rid of?
Good question.
I don't want her to get rid of anybody right now. I want to get to know Clayton more because Clayton is the bachelor. We know he's filming his season, and we know nothing about this guy. There's nothing like truly charismatic about him. There's nothing that's pulling me to get to know him more. So I want to know why the producers picked Clayton to be the bachelor. And I'm just glad that she got rid of not only Jamie last night, but Peter, the pizzapreneur, because those two seem to be the center of all the drama.
Oh, my God. Well, obviously, you and Jared met through The Bachelor, and now you guys are going to be parents to a baby boy, which, just for the record, I called when you came on and said that you were I said it was a boy. What are you looking forward to most about being a mom and separate from not being pregnant anymore?
We have like this thing where we are just so excited about kind of like sharing our passions with our children, whether it's like our favorite music or favorite movies. Like, we can't wait for them to hear and see them through. Well, we can't wait to watch them watch those things and see how they react to it.
It's the best thing in the entire world.
I mean, please.
It really is. The newborn phase is really magical and special, but like once they start to like get to 7, 8 months and they're smiling and they have a personality, you're just going to, you fall in love with this little human more and more every day. It's ridiculous. You're going to die.
Like me singing in the bathtub with my children, like that was.
Forget it. I mean, you have so much. You're not going to even remember the nausea.
And what about the Bachelor? I mean, this is looking really way ahead.
Yes.
But would you ever let your son go on The Bachelor?
Of course. We get this question all the time. And I could never say that we wouldn't, because we found each other on the show and we grew and matured a lot through the show. And both of us had really positive experiences. Yeah. So of course, like, we say yes. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily want him going on any reality TV show. Like, I don't think we're going to support Love Island or anything.
Bachelor. Oh my God. Ashley, thank you so much for being here. We love having you. We also want to shout, if you are in around Wakefield, Rhode Island, check out Audrey's Coffee House and Lounge opening this fall, you guys. And The Bachelorette airs Tuesday on ABC. And check out Ashley's podcast. It's called I Don't Get It. I don't either, trust me. Coming up, no meat, no problem. We're cooking up a hearty vegan meal that will satisfy anyone's hungry appetite. Ooh. Apparently not mine. World Vegan Day is this week, so it's the perfect time to try going meatless. Our friend and lifestyle expert, Melissa Chatain, is here to tell us how eating a plant-based diet changed her life. And you guys, if you want this recipe, which I know you do, scan that QR code on your screen now. All right, I'm so bad at these. What's first?
Okay, well, so let me just tell you. I'm here to help you live a life well-styled.
Yes.
So after my mom passed away from cancer, everything that I used to eat made me sick. And so I started to do an elimination diet, you know, cutting out the cheese and the meat. And I discovered that going plant-based was better for my system. And people think that going plant-based is boring.
Right.
I'm here to tell you, like putting together the perfect outfit, it's all about the flavors and it can be fun and delicious. So I'm here to show you how to make my chickpea tomato curry, which is delicious. And it's like putting together the perfect outfit.
Okay.
So let's get started.
All right.
So the first thing you want to do is prepare your black rice. I love black rice because it's more flavorful, adds a lot more fiber. Mm. So the first thing you want to do is prepare that on the side. It takes about 30 minutes. I like to use a chicken broth or chicken stock.
Good.
I'm sorry. Chicken.
Yeah.
Chicken. Not chicken.
Chicken.
Vegetable.
She's letting
vegetable
her secret slip.
My previous life.
Yes.
Vegetable, because it adds more flavor.
Yeah. Got it.
Okay. So you want to prepare that for 30 minutes. Okay.
Okay.
So the first thing that you want to do is add your olive oil in your wok. So today I'm using a wok from Hexclad. They're endorsed by Gordon Ramsay. I like this wok because it's easy. It's a one recipe wok, one pan recipe. So that's all that you need.
Oh my God,
like it's
super easy.
Non-stick.
Like doing all the moves
very
already.
Yeah,
it's non-stick.
Except for extra credit.
It's easy.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. Okay. And then you're gonna add your garlic.
All of it?
All of your garlic. Yeah, I like using my hands with everything. Garlic.
Lots of garlic.
And your onions. This is literally my favorite scent in the world.
Ever.
I'm cooking with my mom in the kitchen.
Nothing is better.
Yeah, I love it.
You
want to mix that and you want it to get really flavorful. Mix it. You see that wonderful smell.
Wow, it really does smell so good.
There's no better smell in the world than garlic and onions. Okay, next you want to add your red peppers.
Red peppers.
Okay, so that is the basis. You wanna mix that up.
I'm doing really well today.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm so impressed already.
I'm really mixing.
Do you cook?
I can do like a basic, like I can like make chicken, steak, pasta, like nothing. I can't like put together like a pot roast, you know?
I cook and bake every single day of my life.
Oh, roasted chicken, thank you.
So next, you wanna add your heirloom tomatoes. If you don't have them, you wanna add your heirloom tomatoes and cherry tomatoes. This is the basis of the recipe.
All of them?
All of them.
This is how I wanna do.
About a cup and a half. Follow the recipe that
I provide. It's part of the title, so tomato is pretty dominant.
So this is the next step. If you go to any Indian restaurant, curry is the basis. But if you go, curry's a variety. So
of course.
You want to select the most amount of curry for you. I said about a tablespoon, but you can add a little bit more. Like I said, like you style an outfit on the red carpet, you want to make it your own.
Right.
So I said about a tablespoon curry, paprika, turmeric.
Yeah.
Turmeric is great. It's anti-inflammatory.
Yes.
The way to get the most out of your turmeric is to add red pepper. So there's ginger in here as well.
Ooh.
There's a lot of different flavors.
Are you
nice
mixing
combo.
All of it in?
All of it. So this is the spice blend. There's salt and pepper, turmeric, all of it. This is the basis of the recipe.
Yeah.
Ginger. Now, if you are by the recipe, like I provided, you can do so. But like styling an outfit, as right. I teach you guys on E, right. you have to make it your own.
Right.
I sometimes like to add a little bit of honey.
Okay.
And or nice. A little bit more of the recipe or less. Sometimes okay. garam masala.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that. Garam masala would yes. be good.
So, but if you are by the book, follow the recipe that I provided.
That's what we're gonna do. Because okay. I don't want anyone
so
to miss this.
Good.
Okay.
Okay.
But
so what's our
the
final
spice blend? So this what? Is you need to mix it all in.
And what's our final ingredient?
No. Okay.
You got 10 seconds, girl. Okay. You gotta give us.
But you have to add the actual veggies.
Your veggies.
All right. The actual veggies. These are meatballs that are all plant-based.
Okay.
And then
chickpeas.
Your chickpeas, which
the star.
Are
the star.
And then the coconut milk.
Go to Melissa's Instagram for all of this, okay? At Melissa Chatain or her website, melissachatain.com, to get her recipes for 7 easy plant-based meals. You guys, don't yeah. miss this. Up
yeah.
next, Erica Under Attack. Again, we have a sneak peek at tonight's explosive Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion. Don't go anywhere.
The 4-part Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion is wrapping up tonight. And we've got the most exclusive look at the explosive drama. Take a look.
Kara's been watching, and he said to me, he goes, what happened to Garcelle?
Oh, stop.
He said, she looks so unhappy. Is she okay?
Oh, stop.
I'm not kidding.
Do I look unhappy?
I don't see you look miserable, but I feel like you check out.
I check out? Honey, I show up.
Oh, shut
that's
the
so,
up!
That's
I
so good.
I am dying! When did you do that?
I love you. I love you.
Why has that not done? But I cannot. Why have you not done that before?
It was our first time.
I know. I am leaking out of holes right now. That is so
so good.
Funny.
She said holes with an S.
No, yes. Are you kidding? By the way, they don't close back up after. I can't. That is what? Okay, Brad, come on. Let's do this in real life, please.
Right? Isn't it so good?
Oh my God. I show up.
I show up, you guys. God. I feel so bad for Garcelle. I'm such an ugly woman. I didn't realize.
No, by the way, you know what it was? Because you went with the curl. I think you'd be better straight.
You think I do?
I think it's a straight hair moment for you. Garcelle can pull this, but you. Oh,
okay,
the
let's look at the real side. Our producer's moving us on.
Oh, dear.
No.
Oh, dear.
Show me the real one. Give me the real one.
Do you know any of this before? I asked so many questions that I felt bad.
But you never accused me of lying.
Never.
And that was my big issue. That's why I had such a breakdown at Kathy's.
You ever call me a liar again? I'm coming for you.
Got it. We talked about this a little bit earlier.
No, I was just wondering if you apologize to her.
For what?
For that dinner at Kathy's.
No.
You're not going to?
Not tonight. What am I apologizing for, Garcelle? Sticking up for myself?
For threatening her?
Andy!
Ooh, Shandy!
Andy just, you know.
Just.
But I also don't think Andy's trying to be shady. I think he's like, just says facts and then expects you to respond to them.
Yeah.
I think he was born that way for sure. Carney, thank you so
yes,
much
thank
for
you
being
so
here. Set your DVR because tomorrow we're hanging with Ryan Reynolds, Dwayne Johnson, and Gal Gadot. We are done, but check out Nightly Pop tonight at 11:30 and join us every weekday at 11 right here on E! If you guys want to see the full video of me and Brad Goreski going Real Housewives, go to my Instagram at Justin
A. Sylvester.
You did it.
You
Brad.
Did it.